Harper Audio presents Max Swings for the Fences by Anne Ursu, performed by Mike Rylander. It wasn't as if Maximilian Funk didn't know that things were going to go badly. After all, there's no good that can come out of being a new kid in school, especially when you've just moved halfway across the country. Especially in the middle of the year. Nothing says, "Give me a wedgie and hang me from the flagpole," like waltzing into a new middle school in February at a time when there are no other new kids to hide behind. He knew things were going to go badly. If he knew just how badly they were actually going to go, though, he would have faked some illness that would keep him out of school for the rest of the year, like Ebola. So Max slowly got ready for his first day at Willard Middle School, spending more time than anybody ever had trying to decide whether it would be better to wear a sweater and t-shirt or a sweater and button-down shirt. He just wanted to get it right. Max had spent his middle school life thus far working hard to be the sort of kid no one ever noticed, except perhaps to say, "Oh, I didn't see you there." Because there were only two ways to get noticed in middle school, and Max was never going to be the kid who got noticed in a good way. Like if he were a basketball stud, or did something amazing like winning an ice cream eating contest, or solving one of Mrs. Bjork's extra credit word problems. So that left the bad way. Better not to be noticed at all. When he got downstairs, his mom presented him with a Minnesota Twins cap, flashing him a huge, "I know I ruined your life, but I bought you this fabulous hat, so it's all better now," smile. "Now you'll look like a native," she proclaimed. Max frowned. He did not wear baseball caps. Baseball caps only served to emphasize his ear.